Good morning. Welcome to morning prayer. For those who don't know me, my name's Phil. Hopefully you've got sight of one of the little orders of service. Morning has risen. Sleep is still in our eyes. But at once on our lips shall be your praise. We glorify, praise, and adore you. We, that is, the earth, the water, and the sky, that is, the people here on earth. Everything that you have created enjoys your sun and your grace. Dawn glistens on the grasses. Mist is still hanging on the trees, and a soft wind promises a fine day. Should we not enjoy everything that you have created? We are meant to. That is why we are so joyful this dawn. O Lord, grant that the hours and minutes do not slip away in our hands, but that we may live in your time. Amen. Our Bible reading this morning is from Romans chapter 10. That's page 1137 for any who want to follow in the chapel Bibles. Page 1137, Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Brothers and sisters, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. For I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge, since they did not know the righteousness of God and sought to establish their own. They did not submit to God's righteousness. Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. The word is near you. It is within you. The word of God. Christ, the eternal Word, is near us, is within us this day. we might not always see where the word Christ is at work. We may not always feel where Christ the Word is at work. But Christ the Word is within us, is near us. My favourite poet, Wendell Berry, sadly died 2 days ago. And so I thought I would share my one poem of his that I can remember. It's only 3 lines, but it feels appropriate in thinking about things hidden within us. The seed is in the ground. Now we may rest in hope while darkness does its work. The seed is in the ground. Now we may rest in hope while darkness does its work. The seed of God's word has been planted deep within us. We may not always see or sense or know how God is at work, but God is at work within us, within the life of this community. Let us pray that this day, in God's grace, we may catch a glimpse of where God is at work in ourselves, in the lives of each other, in the life of this community. Let's spend a moment or two in quiet prayer together. We join our prayers together in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
returning to the liturgy. Ask the animals and they will teach you. The birds of the air and they will tell you. Ask the plants of the earth and they will teach you. The fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. Trusting that the seed is planted deep within us, that the word, the living word, dwells within us. May Christ abide in us, that we may bear much fruit. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you one and all for joining together to pray. We'll have our morning meeting downstairs momentarily.